All right, this is Matt from 3Cow Thursday. We are doing another website exclusive interview. This time we are welcoming back to the podcast Vanity. It's been a couple of years, but we're delighted to have you back. How are you tonight?
Hello. How are you?
No complaints, no complaints. So last time we had you on, we were, I think we were preparing for PWE, so it's certainly been some time, but now we're getting ready for the intergender bonanza, so let's talk about it. Are you excited?
I'm definitely excited. Stan got, like, the best people to attend that show, and I'm making my debut that day, so I cannot wait to see what happens.
Yeah, so it's been, I think we're on Intergender Bonanza 4 now, but we've been to a couple of them. They're a lot of fun, so hopefully everyone can come out. But in terms of you and your opinion, obviously you're cool with intergender wrestling because you're participating in this, but do you see intergender wrestling becoming kind of more mainstream on the main roster type deal with, like, WWE? We saw this stuff in Impact, so how far away do you think we are on that?
Oh, well, I think that every day we're making progress with intergender wrestling. Like, back when I started, you know, not many girls got in the ring with guys, and it was just a shock to even see them in the ring with guys again. Like, how history has been with, like, Lita and the Hardy Boys, Trish and, like, Tess and Albert. You don't see many girls work with guys back then. But now, like, every show has an intergender or even a tag match with, like, girls and guys everywhere. Bodies are just flying. Girls are flying. Guys are flying on girls. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, and I can't remember if we talked exclusively about it last time when you were on, but a lot of the people that we've had on the show, especially on the women's side, have said, like, they had to be okay with intergender wrestling early on or else they weren't getting work. So was that kind of what you felt at first too?
No, I just enjoy wrestling. It's just that simple, you know, like, I enjoy good wrestling. And if a girl wants to fight a guy, I'm so about that. Like, you know, wrestling is, it's theater. It's a violent, like, theater show, so why not have girls attack the guys and, like, see if the girls can take it and, you know, get stronger, get back up. Like, that's the best thing in my eyes, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of, like, getting back into that ring, getting into it, you recently won a title. I know it was kind of an important one for you. You posted about it on your social media, your Instagram, Facebook, so kind of talk about, like, how that meant for you in terms of getting that particular title just this past weekend.
Even before what happened, like, you know, with Maddie and what I posted on social media, like, BCW has been part of my family. Like, I know them, and we're, like, all really tight. So I've always wanted that belt. Like, when they displayed it, I was just like, I want to really fight for it. I want to go for it. And I think the first time I was, like, eliminated the first round, and I was just like, okay, like, man, like, I really got to work hard. I've got to, like, sneak through the cracks, do something to get a chance back because, you know, I took a hiatus for a little bit, but I wanted that belt, and I made it, like, a goal this year to go after it. And then it just had more meaning to, like, you know, the tragedy that happened with Maddie, but that belt now is mine, so, and I'm going to fight for it. Like, if the guys want to go after it, I don't even care who wants to go after it. The ref could go after it. I will defend that belt, like, with all my heart, all the time, and I'll protect it.
Right. So, I mean, you're certainly no stranger to winning titles for other companies, too, so, like you said, this company had so much importance to you. I want to say, like, where does it rank in terms of all the belts you've won? But it certainly has to be up towards the top for you. Would that be a fair assessment?
You know what? All the titles that I've won, I've only won two, but they're both my baby. Like, I can't pick. I cannot pick. Because you have a special bond. That's like picking a favorite kid. Like, that Medusa belt, like, wow. That was just, I couldn't even breathe that night. I was like, no way. Like, I beat Lufisto for that belt, too. and like me and Tess were feuding, and you know, it was like the first biggest show of the year, and you know, everything was sold out. Like, we had a full crowd. I was like, yo, once they rang the bell, I was like, it's showtime. I definitely want that belt. I'm going against Lufisto. My eyes were all on Lufisto because she is the queen, like literally the queen of wrestling. She will always be. Like, I know I was feuding with Tess, but like me and her have history. My eyes was on Lufisto, and I was like, I'm going to pin you. Like, I said that to her, like behind the curtains. I was like, I'm going to pin you, and I did it. So holding that belt, even thinking about it was just a prestigious moment. It was the Medusa belt. Like, I'm looking at this championship with BCW, and it actually has dragons on it. And I'm just like, wow, Medusa, dragons. Like, these things, like, resonate in your head, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, let's touch on that a little bit, too, because, like, I mean, obviously being the champion of a company is such a huge deal. So, like, when you get the belts that actually, like, the companies took the time to make these really intricate designs on them, does that kind of make it like a little more important to you, even more so than just like, not just I'm the champion, but like, look at this badass belt that I get to hold too?
Yeah, I mean, like, I look at the details, like, literally, I take my time, and instead of admiring, you know, me winning it, like, that's great also, but I take the time to look at it, like, as if you had a child, like, oh my God, you know, what kind of gems, what kind of colors do you have? Like, you know, like, I dissect every part of the belt, and I'm just like, yo, this means something. Like, these animals, the stones, down to the gold, and how, like, everything is, like, you know, designed. I'm just like, wow, this is mine, but look how it looks. Like, if I didn't look at the Medusa on the first belt with Pro Wrestling Empire, it wouldn't have meant anything. It would have just looked like a regular championship. But this has Medusa on it. Like, that means a lot. So every time I went out there, I literally felt like Medusa. Like, I'm going to fucking win this shit. Like, I'm crazy. Everyone knows I'm crazy. But, like, I'm just like, I'm going to do this. Like, fuck. Like, oh, I'm sorry for cursing.
Oh, no. You, by all means, there's no filter on our show. So however you
but
want
I'm
to
just
express
like,
yourself.
Yeah. But I'm just like, yo, I've got to defend this just like the animals or the creatures that are on this belt, and I'm going to do it.
And it's really cool to, like, hear you talk about just even the designs of the belt, because, I mean, so many people are just kind of like, they get the belt, and it's just like, they don't even, like, soak it up as much as you seem to have. So it's really awesome to hear you, like, be that excited, not just about being the champ, but actually like how awesome the belt looks and makes it that much more important to hold on to it for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so throughout this interview, I'm going to sprinkle in some random questions just to not necessarily put you on the spot, but kind of give you the opportunity to like shout out some other people that you've encountered along the way. So I'm going to put you in a scenario, and you'll probably recognize the scenarios along the way, and you're going to pick some wrestlers, current or retired or whoever, just to accompany you on these specific goals. So you and a group of indie wrestlers need to band together to defeat an evil clown who's terrorizing your small town in Maine. So which wrestlers are you picking to kind of have your back in this epic showdown?
Sonya Strong, the Ultraviolet, of course, Casey Catal, and Willow and Faye Jackson.
All right. I like that team. I like your odds against Pennywise there. So, to get back to wrestling then, you hinted or talked about it a little earlier, this feud you had with Tess. Certainly the listeners of this podcast are familiar because we cover that company exclusively. So do we have any plans in the near future of a vanity to return to the central PA area?
I'm hoping soon, but I haven't had anything recently, but you know, every day something changes, and I try going out to PA a lot, trust me. But yeah, I'm hoping real soon I get to go out there.
Yeah, hopefully. And so, I mean, you and Tess were kind of the staples at PWE for the duration of the company's run here in the Harrisburg/Lancaster area. So, like, what did that mean to you? Not just, like, talking as the champ, but just of, like, the mainstay on the women's roster. Like, what did that mean to you to be, like, the person that they were like, well, we need to have Vanity back here month after month or quarter after quarter, however often it was?
Well, it's like I left my legacy, you know? Like, I kind of grew up at Pro Wrestling Empire, and everyone's seen every angle that I've been through, even before the title was even introduced to the division. Like, Mandy Leon has been there before. Like I said, I had Lufisto that night, and I've only been feuding with, Tess Valentine for the time being. I had Ray Lynn. I've been in the ring with quite a few people, even Karen Q. So it was like Lancaster was my second home, like I'm coming back home. Because the last time I was there, I, like, you know, would defeat the belt or probably win my match. I had more wins than losses at Pro Wrestling Empire. So it's like going back home. I'm always happy to go back home. I'm always happy to see everybody. But, you know, you really always have to watch your back in wrestling. So I knew what I was getting myself into returning, always coming back and staying consistent with it.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, to get to build those feuds that you did, and this is something that I've been kind of talking to the other guests that we've had on the show. I mean, you're here on the East Coast. We're on the East Coast. So I know that, like, any Saturday, Sunday, even some Fridays, if I want to make the drive within an hour and a half, I can get to an indie wrestling show, which is great for me as a fan. But you being in the business, do you see having so many companies as a great thing just because there's so many opportunities? Or do you sometimes wish that there weren't so many because you kind of lose out on those feuds, those storylines like we see in the bigger companies because they have that continuity?
No, I think, you know, the more the merrier. I believe if bookers or producers or whatever that wants to make a wrestling company, like, really do take it seriously, you know? Like, you just don't want somebody to pop out of the woodworks and just put a show together just to book somebody also, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe the more the merrier, but only if it's done right. Because if we didn't have that many promotions, especially when I was starting to wrestle, I had to go out of Jersey. I made my name in Pennsylvania and Ohio. So the more the merrier. I was on every little show, even big. I popped up to a lot of shows just in the crowd, you know, trying to get myself out there. So the more the merrier. Only when done right.
Right, for sure. All right, so I would be remiss if I didn't mention, like, the photo shoots that you've had popping up lately. They are all superb, but, like, how much input do you have in those? Like, you know, you work with the photographers. Do they have ideas in mind that they pitch to you? Do you just go to them and just say, this is what I want to do? Like, how much creative input do you and the photographer have when you do these shoots?
Well, my photo shoots are just anything that really pops up in my head. I just make projects for myself while I'm at home, and it's just like, okay, how can I make the next shoot different than what was before? So I find a photographer, and, you know, I just work with them, and I work with their angles. I'm really good at posing, so it's not really hard to capture a picture. But I like working with new artists. So my last artist is actually my sister, and she's a photographer. And I've just been working with her since, July? But on my previous, like, the previous photographers I've worked with have just wanted me in bikinis, And, you know, that's great and everything, but, like, it gets boring after a while. So I started challenging myself, like, it was my ideas to be in the bikinis, but, like, let's put a little bit of clothes on and, like, you know, let's have a fashion show. Let's play with lights. Let's, you know, I have lots of more ideas. I can't even tell you right now. But, yeah, I'm just, like, I'm going to make this photo shoot like a fashion show instead of just wearing a bikini. So lately we've been playing with lights and, you know, just having fun with the camera. I love the camera. The camera loves me.
It absolutely does. So, I mean, working with your sister, then was that, like, easier for you? Was there more comfort or was it more difficult? Like, did you guys kind of clash a little bit just because of the familial bond? Or, like, how did that whole shoot go for you overall?
It wasn't hard at all. I just told her my ideas and we just clicked. She already knows, like, what angle I want. She knows what clothes I want to put together. She would be like, hey, stay right there. You know, the past photographers weren't bad too, but I clicked better with my sister. Like, that's my little sis. And, you know, take this picture. Like, mm-hmm. She already knows me that it's not hard to work with her. I could just give her a look from far away, and she's like, yep, I understand. And I'm like, yes.
Okay. Awesome. So you have many more planned. So do you want to talk about the Patreon a little bit? Plug that. Let people know where they can find it so they can see these shoots that you do have planned, because we don't want to spoil it until they're ready to be dropped on the Patreon.
Yes, you can find me on patreon.com/WrestleBay. And basically, I just post most of my photo shoots on there. I'm trying to make it like a journal entry as much as I can. But I like putting photos out there. Like, you guys know me. I'm probably just Picture Bay more than Wrestle Bay. But I like connecting the pictures with the post. And I post videos, my upcoming shoots. They go by tiers, so you just have to read along which ones connect with what you want, and that's all.
All right, perfect. All right, so next random question, where you're picking a group of indie wrestlers to do something. This time you're assembling a group of indie wrestlers to appear on Family Feud with you. What four wrestlers are coming with you, and which one is the most likely to say something that makes Steve Harvey just react in the way that we know Steve Harvey does?
Oh, wow. I would have Aja Pereira. I would have Willie Mack. This is such good questions. Brandon Watts. I'd have Brandon Watts. MJF. And, yeah, Brandi Rhodes.
Okay.
I'd have them on my, yeah, and I feel like Brandi would probably make him laugh.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
All right, so you mentioned that you did take some time away from the ring. You're making the return now. Is there anything since this return that you've kind of seen as like a, like, you got over this hill, like, getting back into the ring the first time, was there anything that you were kind of nervous about that once you did it that first time, you're like, I don't even know why I stressed about this at all?
Yeah, I believe my first match back was, wow, I think it was in August for Booker T's Reality of Wrestling.
Okay.
I was so nervous to get back, and I was just like, oh, my God, Booker T, you know, like, I'm at the facility. I flew all the way out there, met the new students, met a lot of female wrestlers. Faye was there. Aja was there. I was nervous, but then there was a ring in the back, and I'm like, all right, let's see if we could just, like, you know, roll around and just basically fall in love with the ring again, because now I'm nervous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then I was rolling around with one student, then we started hitting the ropes, and then, like, we just started, like, giggling and, like, you know, like, literally fighting like kids. And then I'm just like, yep, okay, I'm good. Like, what am I nervous about? Now it's time to do hair and makeup and get out of there. And Booker T was not there that night. So I was just like, whew, all right, because I would have been more nervous. I was the second match, and I went against Phoebe. And we're killing it out there. Like, I'm just beating on her. I'm just, like, seeing red, literally. I'm just like, let me stay on her. Let me stay on her. Let me stay on her. This is Booker T's place. What am I nervous about? That night, actually, usually before our debuts, like a big debut, Maddie would always, like, message me. So he messaged me during the match. And I was like, damn it, I didn't get a text. So I was, like, really frustrated. And it was hot in Texas. Like, that heat was, like, really smacking the crap out of me. So I was like, yo, I'm going to look good for Booker T. Fuck this. And, yeah, we had a killer match. I lost, but I literally fought with everything I got. By the time I'm hitting the ramp, you know, fans are like, boo. They were booing the shit out of me. Like, if you go back to the YouTube clips, they are booing hard. So I'm just like, yeah, yeah, whatever. It's fucking hot in here. Like, let me get to the back already. So I get to the back, and Booker T's right there. And I'm like, now I'm nervous. Like, what? And he's like, yeah, I saw the whole thing. Great match. And I was like, what? Like, no freaking way. I was like, my life is made already. Like, this is crazy. And that was the second match of the night. Like, that's the crazy thing, too. He was like, that was the best match. I was like, oh, cool. Oh, my God.
So is that kind of like the most recent memory you have of, like, still getting starstruck when you see or meet someone in the wrestling industry?
Well, I've met Booker T before. It was nothing, you know, I've met him before. I was just like, the feedback
just he
was
the high
giving
praise.
Me, I was like, yeah, I was like, what? Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm just like, you're bugging. You're bugging. And then he was telling the other students, he was critiquing the other students as the show was going on. And then I got back in line to ask him, like, you know, should I work, like, what should I work on? Or, like, what more advice can you give me? And he didn't say anything. Like, he was like, why are you back in line? Like, I already told you. Like, why are you back in, like, go, scram. Like, I was like, wow, this is so cool. I loved it.
So to kind of hit on, like, wrestling with it being so hot and with the elements, like, I mean, you're no stranger to wrestling, like, in small firehouses, in big open-air arenas, in bars. Do you have, like, a preference in terms of, like, it's easier to wrestle? Like, I know it wrestling outside is a different kind of preparation than wrestling indoors, but do you have one type of, like, setting where you're the most comfortable wrestling?
Yes, just anywhere where the alcohol is, and honestly, because I love when the crowd is loud and just all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, the
for
weirdest
sure.
things set off the atmosphere. It's not just even just wrestling at a gym or, like, you know, a bigger venue, or just anywhere where the alcohol is. And, you know, I'll fight outside. I have no problem fighting in the heat or outside. But, yo, when the crowd is lit, it's just, you know, on the other side of the barricade in the ring, it's so awesome. Like, everyone's lit. Everyone's having a good time. Even the kids are, you know, playing around. The wrestlers are coming out. Everyone's just on a bigger atmosphere than what they really feel they're on. So anywhere where the booze is.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with that. I mean, they're starting here in PA now, one of our local companies starting to do more shows at the local bar, which I think is great, but you don't see it a ton in central PA. So I can fully attest that being a fan at a show where they are serving is a lot more fun on my end as well. All right. So last random question where you're picking a group. This time you need to find 4 indie wrestlers to help you assemble a dodgeball team to save the local gym and get a $50,000 cash prize. What indie wrestlers are you choosing to accompany you on your dodgeball squad?
Penelope Cruz. Who else? That's a good question. Penelope, I would choose. Man, that's such a good question. I'm like, who's tall? But I would choose Penelope Ford. I would choose, wait, Dementia Rose. She's pretty fast. She's really fast in the ring.
She is, yeah.
Dementia Rose. We've got Ivelisse. Ivelisse is good with the reflexes. People be sleeping on Ivelisse. Like, she's good with her reflexes. You got like those cat reflexes, you know, like mad fast. And then one more person, Maria Manic.
All right.
Maria's strong as hell.
She is, yeah. That's not someone I'd fuck with in the dodgeball match, for sure. All right, so then before we wrap up, this is some of these questions then are wrestling related, some are not, but we also do our lightning round slash rapid fire round. So 10 questions, first answer that pops up. So does pineapple go on pizza?
Hey, whatever floats your boat.
All right, Disney or DreamWorks?
DreamWorks.
All right. Do you have a favorite sport to watch outside of wrestling and a favorite team in that sport?
No teams, but I like watching figure skating. That's pretty weird, but anytime that ever pops up back in the past, I love watching figure skating, ballet, gymnastics when they're on the beam and everything. Anything with flexibility.
Okay, so then do you prefer winter or summer Olympics?
Winter.
All right. Favorite city you visited during your wrestling travels?
Texas and Louisiana, hands down. Oh my God. And their food is amazing. The drinks, woo!
Strong down south.
Yes, I swear that heat be smacking you out of nowhere. And you'd be like, I need a drink. And then you're on the floor dying.
Yeah, that's it's a little heavier down there.
Yeah.
Style of music that you play the most on your workout playlist.
Any trap music most of the time. But actually that's hard because it depends on my day. Like one day I like trap, the next day I want some like heavy metal, like rock. And I love both. I honestly love both.
So if you're doing a cardio day, what's gearing you up more?
Okay, mostly trap. Yeah, mostly trap.
Okay.
But I listen to it so much that it's like, this is boring fast, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. All right,
Yeah.
Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Nickelodeon.
The most recent show that you've binged on Netflix?
Oh, I don't even watch Netflix. Probably some murder mystery or like gang affiliated thing. I like those type of documentaries.
Okay, so you're into like the investigation discovery, like murder porn stuff?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. All right, do you prefer wrestling as a heel or a face?
Oh no, you can't ask me that.
All
You cannot ask me that.
right, fair enough. Fair enough. Plead the fifth on that one. And last one, in terms of comics, are you Team Marvel or Team DC?
I'm Team Marvel.
All right, fair enough. All right, so then before we let you go for the evening, it's getting late, but like you said, you're making your return, so this is the time to plug the events you're going to be at. Shout out your Patreon one more time, where we can follow you on social media, but the floor is yours.
You can actually find all my details on Instagram, which is instagram.com/wrestlebay. No more Twitter, and I don't think that's going to come back for a while. And you can find me on patreon.com/wrestlebay. Anything with WrestleBay in it is mostly me. Dates
All right,
and
perfect. So,
everything will actually be on the Patreon, so yeah.
okay. So plug that. We'll make sure to link all of that on our website as well. But thank you again for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I'm sure it won't be the last time, but we look forward to seeing you at Intergender Bonanza and hopefully again here in Central PA very soon.
Thank you guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, you as well.